Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Song! I need the song!
Oh.
I need the goddamn song! Jesus Christ!
Waiting on the
What's
photo.
Happening?
Come on!
I'm waiting on the photo.
Come on,
Start
dude!
The
we
song.
Lost the legends! You guys had all morning here.
Start the song.
Fuck!
Same computer as the intro.
Jesus Christ.
Excuses are not welcome.
They're not welcome.
A little
Toby
bit of turn
Keith dies.
This is the pick you use
welcome.
Of Toby Keith when he's got cancer, not when he's
you
young
think,
and vibrant,
you
Bob?
You think Toby
Jesus
Keith would,
Christ,
would be giving these excuses? No.
Bob.
He'd be like,
do you hate Patriots? I don't really understand what's going on here today.
He would say,
you're late
my
with
butthole.
This song. You're showing a dying Toby Keith.
Song's
showing
on
his
me.
Fucking prime, dude.
Oh, this, but I like this Toby
prime,
Keith.
Yeah.
This is his
yeah,
goddamn
yeah, yeah,
prime
yeah, yeah.
right there. That's
I like
Toby
this
Keith.
Toby Keith.
Send your fucking DMs to Rob Fox there for shitting all over the memory of Toby Keith today.
Listen, I came up with the title. I'm not shitting on him.
Fuck. Joel, give me a stack of red Solo cups, if you don't mind, from the kitchen there. I'm gonna pour my drinks into him today. This is fucking crazy. I don't know what's going on in the world, and truthfully, I don't like it.
Right.
Yes, we've got an election this year. Who fucking cares? Trump versus Biden, no big deal. Keith versus Weathers. 2 legends have died in the last 2 days. I don't know which one is more important in this world. I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I could have been a cowboy.
Is that enough for
you,
do you think?
I don't know that this is going to be enough today.
You might need...
I don't know if it's going to be enough today.
You might need a couple more, yeah.
I don't know that this is going to be enough for me to drown yeah. my sorrows in yeah. for TK.
Joel,
for
can
Toby
we get
Keith.
A couple more stacks, please? Just
God
kidding.
Damn
just
it,
kidding,
man.
Bro.
We lost a patriot. Heaven gained an angel. We lost a patriot. They gained a cowboy.
Yep.
So many superlatives for a man like Toby Keith. My God, dude. I was not expecting that this morning.
He united the country together after our biggest
9/11.
Tragedy.
9/11.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'd say what I think on Drinking Bros podcast or on Patreon today, we're gonna end that show with that song in its entirety. The live version after 9/11 of Toby Keith is one for the history books. I think women got pregnant. I think those babies went up and grew up to be soldiers and fought overseas after that.
Boot sales increased.
Yes.
Yep.
Boot sales increased. Red Solo cups went through the fucking roof here. Red Solo Cup, by the way, is in 2011. So it's not He didn't peak at 9/11. 10 years later, he dropped another fucking banger, for Christ's sakes. All right?
Was that a good song?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Is that what you think of Toby Keith? You want Red Solo Cup?
Red Solo Cup. I feel you. Let's have a party.
Why, what's your go-to? What's your go-to?
I Ain't As Good As I Once Was.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Red Solo Cups for Toby.
Cups out for Toby.
Delco, would you ever consider this look?
Yes. I think I can pull this off.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, we can give you extensions like tomorrow.
I'll grow my hair out. I'm not shaving my beard or my hair anytime soon.
Two Tobys, one cup. As Good As I Once Was. I'm looking at, so Billboard ranked his top 10 here about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. As Good As I Once Was came in at 7. Red Solo Cup came in at 10 there for Toby Keith, top 10. Upstairs Downtown, number 6. Great song. Understated eloquence out of Toby on that one, which is what he was known for.
I might know.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American in 2002. This was the 9/11 song, obviously, Jesse.
Yeah. That one I know, I think.
Yeah. Did you forget 9/11 or?
9/11.
Three things I think about 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the towers, right? That's one.
Sure.
Sorry. George Bush throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah.
Toby Keith. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's it. That's 9/11 for me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
It does beg the question.
Sure.
Cui bono?
Yeah, who benefits?
Who bonoed more than Toby Keith from 9/11?
Some might argue, Bob, that
who bonoed?
Because there wasn't another 9/11, that's why he ran out of hits, and I'm not really sure.
The lack of follow-up 9/11s hurt his brand, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, the strange thing is, I feel like we're a year away from another one with all the illegals coming in the country. So, like, I wish he could have hung on for one more hit.
That just means we're on the cusp of great country music again.
I think so. I think we're getting there for sure.
So is it worth it?
Are you saying you got to sacrifice to get...
I think in order to get good country music, you have to sacrifice American lives.
Maybe. Country music, though, is at a high, so I'm buying that. Wish I Didn't Know Now. I mean, that song was fucking huge at number 4 over there. I Want to Talk About Me. Yeah, that's Toby right there, dude.
Okay.
Want to talk about me. Want
How
talk
do you
about
like me
I
now?
Want to talk about yeah. number one.
He's a huge fan.
We all know Toby Keith songs. Should Have Been a Cowboy, number 2. Mm-hmm. Massive. Should have learned to rope and ride. I'll be riding my lick shooter. Sorry, I'm adding my own. I can't get the gravelly
now,
voice of Toby Keith.
Can I tell you why I became a big Toby Keith fan?
Sure.
Even more so. I knew his songs and everything.
Yeah.
But at Grand X, we had an old producer by the name of Michael Weiner. And he got his ass beat by Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I thought it was the funniest visual ever.
Number 1, How Do You Like Me Now? How do you like me now? Huge fan. Huge fan of that song. I reversed this order a little bit, but pretty close. Pretty close, Billboard. Lost to Prince. This one we knew was coming, by the way. We had some Drinker Bros listeners who had worked for him and around him and all that stuff who hit us up maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, said that he had stomach cancer. And then he did pop up in a bar, I want to say University of Oklahoma, maybe 6 months ago, Bob. And then ended up singing Should Have Been a Cowboy with the entire bar. That ended up going viral. But he had lost a tremendous amount of weight at that point. And you could tell he wasn't doing good.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
It was...
Fentanyl.
Stomach cancer. What? That he died?
No, we don't know. We knew he had stomach cancer, but
yesterday
was it... Like, this morning was it fentanyl? I don't know. I'm not really sure what happened.
By the way...
Yeah, probably.
I'd just like to point out,
mm-hmm.
God claimed another one. Jimmy Carter Remains.
I know. I no lie, I thought about that on the drive here. Yep.
Dominoes keep falling.
Toby
Jimmy
Keith
stays alive.
Died. Arguably the man with the best physique of all time, who kept it till the end, like the very last day, Carl Weathers. He just shot a fucking commercial for the Super Bowl that they said they were going to air this morning. So they are going to keep it. They're not going to scrap it for FanDuel there. He dies at 76, but Jimmy fucking Carter is still alive.
God, you're telling me the last piece of work that Carl Weathers did was a fucking FanDuel ad.
It sure was.
That's dystopian right there.
I got a lot of money for it, I'm sure.
Yes. At a certain point, we don't call them sellouts, no, right? It's we call 76. Them buying in. Yeah.
He got that one last paycheck yes. for his family, and God bless him.
Yes.
God bless him.
At a certain point, we say, do what you got to do.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. And I don't look. Oh, God. Can we go darker with this? I wonder if he placed a bet on the game. And can he still cash it? Does the family get to cash the bet on FanDuel?
Yeah, the family. It'll still go to the account.
Or they have to pay the bet. Yeah.
I hope he bet the Chiefs, man. If he bet the fucking 49ers, boy.
No, Weathers. Well, Toby Keith maybe too.
So Carl Weathers is going to air the commercial on FanDuel for the Super Bowl, and Carl Weathers is in it. But if he had money, again, I hope it was on the Chiefs. But we'll see. Either way. Fill up a red solo cup today. Pour it out for Toby Keith.
Now here's
true patriot.
Here's the question:
true patriot.
Mm-hmm. When the Chiefs win, yes. will Taylor Swift be so distressed from the passing of Toby Keith that she forgets to mention to vote for Biden?
Well,
or would she forget to mention?
Oh, this would be.
It. We all know who discovered Taylor Swift, and it was Toby Keith. So that video has been going around this morning all over Instagram and Twitter. Maybe
I don't know
she'll
if
respond.
We all knew that, though.
Really?
I didn't.
So he signed her to her first record deal okay. and was on the label, and they were partners. They did a big interview. I want to say it was like Good Morning America or CBS Morning News or something
back
like that.
Back in the day.
Back.
Yeah, she was 14 and signed the first deal.
Questionable, Toby.
I don't want to think about it, dude. I think Toby was helping out a young, struggling artist and, you know.
Yeah.
Look. We all heard Taylor Swift at 14. Like, you signed Taylor Swift, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
Do you know what she's going to become? No, but you take a flyer on that. And Toby Keith was the only one to do it. So, good on him. Without him, we have no Taylor Swift today. So, right. Think about that. But since she's super left, will she do, you know, a tribute to somebody who's super right? Will the parties unite around this? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. But I'd love to see it, and I'll be waiting with bated breath. In the meantime, though, she did post her track list last night for the album. Jesus Christ, she's the greatest. She's the greatest of all time. It's a double album, Bob. I even woke Jesse up for this last night.
Of course it's going to be.
Double album, Post Malone is one of the duets, and so is Florence from Florence and the Machine on this goddamn thing.
Excited for that.
Except for all of it.
No Machine, though? Just Florence?
It's just Florence. I think the Machine was busy.
Right.
They were doing something.
Well, she's trying to separate herself from the machine a little bit, and she wants to kind of grow as right. an artist.
She doesn't yeah. want to just be a cog.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a little shade potentially being thrown at her ex in the title of the album.
Correct.
Correct. So the title of the album is Tortured Poets Department,
mm-hmm.
and three British actors, Joe Alwyn, her ex, Andrew Scott, who was like the, quote, hot priest in Fleabag. He's in a bunch of other stuff. You'd know him if you saw him.
Yes.
And then Paul Mescal, who I've never heard of. They have a group text, a group chat, whatever, called the Tortured Man Club.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is Taylor's way back saying, hey.
Gosh, she really makes you work for it, huh?
It's great. All of it. There's so many Easter eggs, Jesse.
Really makes
so many Easter eggs. Not enough bunnies out there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But when I saw that track list, a double fucking album with all of this shit, like, what, dude? What? That's four albums in 4 years. All the touring schedule, and then the documentary, the movie that was in theaters that just came out, along with re-recording all of those masters. That I think that puts her album total at 7 in 4 years.
She gonna retire soon?
No.
You don't think so?
She said on the Grammys, she goes, I have zero reason to retire right now. I'm on my fucking zenith, dude. I'm ready to rock. So
I think it's a Jack Antonoff, really.
Who cares?
I mean,
ride that horse.
He does. Yeah. I think he makes it very easy for her, too.
Toby Keith taught her that back in the
come
day.
Come in and
yeah.
do her shit and then go to the game,
shoulder,
to the football game.
Rope and ride.
And then Antonoff stays and finishes it up yep. and...
She's the cowboy in this situation. He's the fucking horse. If you got it and you're making this many hits right now,
mm-hmm.
keep it going. Keep that fucking machine going, dude. Just sure. keep pumping them out.
Sure.
I'm amped about it, but there's no fucking way the 49ers can win the Super Bowl. Now, there's too much. Travis Kelce had a presser for the Super Bowl yesterday, and they were asking him, obviously, about Taylor Swift. And he goes, look, she brought home the fucking hardware for best album of the year. I got to keep up my end of the bargain, bring home that fucking Super Bowl trophy. Love to hear it out of you, Travis.
Yeah.
Especially after I max bet that on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Right. I love to hear it. So I'm all in on that. They also asked him about the new album and have you heard it?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yes, I've heard it and it's fucking incredible.
Right.
So let's go all the way around. And then my bookie has already got the props up. Bob, did I text you those or did I just tag you in them?
You tagged me in the,
are they sponsored? Are they on the show today?
My bookie, I believe they are this week.
Oh, great.
Let me,
let's do it now. Yeah. Mybookie.com promo code Drinking Bros doubles up first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm going to head over to their site. So, the press conference after Travis Kelce today, or yesterday was Roger Goodell, the, commissioner of the NFL.
The commish.
He says since the Taylor Swift phenomenon has taken off, they've added 20% more female watchers this season.
I'm sure.
To the NFL, which is also huge. And now all the sports books have got their Taylor Swift odds in. So now they're trying to rope in females into betting. Can I interest you in any of these bets for the Super Bowl? I know we're doing a huge thing with the kids and all this other stuff, but all the dads are gambling on this shit.
Sure.
All right. So these are the Taylor Swift bets for Sunday. You ready?
Yep.
Number of times Taylor Swift will be shown. And this is a joke one there, over there, and it's minus 10,000.
Right.
Let's face it.
Okay. What are the real ones?
I got them up on screen here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Will Taylor show cleavage?
No.
No.
No. What's the weather?
It's Vegas.
It's Vegas.
And it's indoors.
It's a dome. It's a dome.
But it's also Vegas.
It's a dome.
But you gotta. She's not gonna wear the Kansas City sweater, right? She's gotta be a little bit more flashy.
That's what I think, right?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, she's gonna have like a flashy.
Go back to those odds, Bob. I might hit yes, just because it is the Super Bowl.
She doesn't really show cleavage. Yeah. Show cleavage, so that would be
all right.
But it is the Super Bowl, and it is Vegas.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I might hit yes.
Anyone can have cleavage if you really put your mind to it.
She's got a fake rack. Like, she's fine. It's just whether or not she chooses to show them, like in this picture here.
Okay, so what? What's the next one?
The next one is hair up or down?
Down.
It's been down every time.
Yeah, it's been down every time.
Well, actually, not every time, but most of the time. She got a ponytail here with her in October, but it's mostly down.
She's just getting back from Japan. Does she wear a hat and maybe kind of pony it up, Jesse? What does a lady like that do for the Super Bowl? You're a
woman.
She
comes back like fully animated out.
That'd be awesome. Pikachu's on her face and shit.
I'm a woman, so I know what Taylor Swift would do.
Yeah.
After coming back from Tokyo.
Yeah, what do you do there?
We're just different. We just have a different life.
So I don't view you guys as being all that much different.
Oh, therefore, yeah.
I feel like I can get honest answers out of you because I don't know this answer. And so I look to you for
both
things like
blondes.
This. Yep. Both hot blondes.
Oh, both blondes. Sure. Up or down? I think probably down.
Yeah.
Down.
Okay. Down on that one.
I think she saw her hair up that one time and didn't like it. So the hair up always looks fucking great in the mirror. And then you see a picture and you're like, nope, not going to do that. You know what I mean?
Boom. So there's your answer. This is why you're
okay,
here.
Okay, go.
That's why you're here. What do we got for the next one?
Lipstick color.
It's got to be.
The only other color it could be, and this is not only because it's her favorite color, but it's the Chiefs also are red. The only other color it could be is yellow, and that would look fucking weird.
No.
They're not going to pander to yellow.
She could just not wear lipstick.
Yeah, she has been doing a little bit of a natural thing, but I think in Vegas it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl, and the whole world is watching. So, yeah, she's going to doll it up. Dude.
Yeah, but you don't want to lay minus 1,000 on that.
You don't, but you put something on it to feel alive inside.
Maybe a sprinkle other.
What if it's a mix?
I think seeing herself this many times, honestly, I think she's going to go with the like try it. You know what I mean? Like the thing that has worked. That's always whenever you're feeling whatever.
She's worn lipstick at every game, as far as I could tell. So
yes. And so she's going to be like, tried the hair up. Didn't look so great. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go red lip. I'm going to go, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flashy yeah. kind of jacket from that one gal that's making all their custom. She's going to have her make sure. like a oh. class, like a flashy Vegas one.
It's actually the fullback for the 49ers yes. wife. So he'll be at the game, obviously, because he's in it. So will she. The other part
yes,
of this
see,
is
on camera. She doesn't like her hair being back.
So
like that.
Here's what we got. On this one, interesting
oh,
situation. First off,
a tough one.
We have Brittany Mahomes crawling into the photo like Gollum.
Yeah.
And then
like the grudge.
We've got hair up, red lipstick. Do you count this as cleavage?
Yes.
I don't ask Dan. Yeah. He's going to say that's say yes. nothing.
That's not cleavage.
That's nothing.
She's zipped up.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to like.
I mean, you get a little top shot in there.
You're
going
to have
pushing it
really.
Out.
Yeah, I there's going to be a lot of disappointed people if it's like that close of a call where you're like, oh, is that cleavage or not?
Yeah.
It's got to be a clear.
It's got a clear cut answer there.
Anyways.
I understand it, so I understand it.
I imagine there's also a limit to these prop bets.
Yeah, they don't look. It's usually $50 in some of these prop bets for like Taylor Swift okay. and things like that. It's just to have fun.
Sure.
And again, to feel alive inside for the game.
Yeah.
But homegirl's wife, the fullback for the 49ers who makes that apparel, mm-hmm. just got all the marks and trademarks and full use from the NFL, which is incredibly, incredibly difficult to do.
Yes.
So she will be able to mass produce these. And if they go in business together, my God. I can make a shit ton of money. But yeah, I'm all in on him winning and then this thing continuing on, this album coming out, it'd be the greatest album of the year. She goes back on tour, is able to play another new album, get more ticket sales, everything else. She's fucking unstoppable at this point, including the Grammys, which we watched the other night. Now, I personally enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yet again, Taylor Swift is propping up the entire U.S. economy, Hollywood, mm-hmm. everything included. Up 35% 17 million viewers for the Grammys, which that show is dead.
Can I be real with you guys?
Dead a few years ago. Oh, God.
There's not an award show that makes me feel older than watching the Grammys.
Why?
I mean, there was a lot of stuff that I did not know.
There are
the
so
fuck.
Many people and artists that I'm just like, oh, yeah, maybe.
I did not know not,
but it's
a
not
lot.
You guys. Here's the thing. It's not you guys or your age. It's just that they suck. So like SZA, for example, like, man, they really fucking hyped up SZA. And it's like, dude, I don't know anybody who's playing that in the fucking streets. I've heard her music before, but it's just, it's kind of boring R&B that you're like, all right, sweet. I can move on.
She's at least been around, right?
She's been around.
Yeah. Like we've heard
of
I
her
know
and
her.
She's been around and all that other stuff. But did she put out a better album than Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo? The answer is no.
Did Killer Mike put out the best fucking rap album? No.
Tough call. Who else did? Like, because he was up against Drake in 21 Savage in that category, and that album sucked.
Drake album's fine. It ages better. All of his like recent albums age better the more you listen to
them. So Killer Mike is one of my favorites, not only from his Outkast days, but fucking Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels should have won every fucking year as well, let's face it. I'm a huge Killer Mike fan, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask
and
on that
they
one.
Arrested him.
Yeah.
They fucking arrested him.
Dude, I love him, man. I'm, big fan. He gets arrested. His kid is getting kidney transplant surgery the next day. Like, just keep it together for the fucking night. He physically stopped the riots in Atlanta during BLM and went out there and said, please stop destroying our own city to his own community. He's a fucking legend. But you gotta know, man, you can't pull that shit at the Grammys.
I don't know what he did.
I will say I like Killer Mike in general. I like Run the Jewels. But best album of the year is a man that made a Kanye album, and that's Travis Scott.
He didn't win. But he just copied Kanye's. So to me, no, he didn't deserve it. Like,
is
fuck
that
him
a
too.
Rap album?
It is, yeah. Travis Scott. And it's not, it was just My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy all over again. And I mean, it, fuck, you even had the same song with like Black Skinhead and the other song. So fuck that album.
More Yeezus, I'd say.
Either one. But with those guys, I didn't have that many problems with the winners. The only one that I took umbrage with was Best New Artist, Jelly Roll. Or who was the other one that we thought could have got it as well?
Noah Kahan, everyone That's was it. Like. But
yeah, he would have been rad just because he's had a big year.
So the person that won
I've never heard of another R&B singer that is.
So apparently I got the backstory on her is that she had been writing for people for years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like a behind the scenes, like a Sia, something like that.
Sure.
And then finally got, you know, made her own album, whatever. Wasn't great. But, you know, she'd been in the industry for a very long time and, you know.
To be Jelly Roll or Noah Kahan in that category, though, is fucking nuts. And then Jay-Z got up there and talked about it with Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Of she has the most Grammys of all time, but has never won Best Album. If you're up against Taylor Swift, I'm sorry, you're not Taylor Swift, but like, what was her last best album? Probably Lemonade at this point. The last three have been shit.
How do you not win for Lemonade, though?
Who is it up against? So, Bob, who was Lemonade up against that year? Do you remember?
Was that the best album or just like what they did with it with the music video is what made it special?
No, I think the album was amazing. Well, both.
The music videos, they shot all at the same time, and that was a fun thing. But who was it up against?
Formation on that too.
Formation was on that, and that was a fucking banger, dude.
Forget it, dude.
That was your lead single off of that, and people went nuts.
Sorry, Google took me down the wrong fucking hole.
I don't remember like a memorable song from Lemonade. It was just the whole album was solid,
right?
Rock solid.
No, Formation for me was just absolute fucking banger, dude. Out the gate, where I was just like, oh shit, I've never heard anything like this before. This is cool. Bob, are you sharing the same Toby Keith thing today? Like, it's a rough one, dude. Just look up Lemonade album. What year was it?
Lemonade album.
Nomination. Lemonade album.
Is Bob dying? Do we need to have a fucking solo cup party?
We might. 2016.
Okay, who is it up against in 2016? Because, I mean, one would think that would have got it done that year.
So she lost to Adele.
Oh.
Sorry.
So did Posner.
Album wise, though, I would say Lemonade was better.
Well, which album was it?
No, it was
Lemonade and in any one of Adele's albums.
Hello?
That was Hello. Damn it, dude.
Okay.
So she was nominated.
What are you going to do?
Adele, Justin Bieber, Drake, and Sturgill Simpson. But she lost to Adele.
Like even Jay-Z talking shit about that, it's like, hey man, that's a fair fucking fight, and you
that
lost.
That one is for
like,
sure.
Like it's a fair fight, and you lost, mm-hmm. right?
I don't know.
You can't bitch about that if you're up against fucking SZA. Sure, let's talk.
Singer of all time, you're up against, or second, if arguably next to Whitney Houston. Like, sorry, you're gonna lose. Like,
oh yeah,
and
that
honestly,
was the year.
Probably came in second.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, Hello is just so iconic that, man, I love Formation. However, when Hello comes on, it stops. Like, everybody stops what they're doing still. And they're like,
turntables.
Oh,
yeah, it's a great album.
Iconic. Whoa. Iconic. Bob, can you stay on this Jennifer Crumley case, too? They're supposed to
She's been
announced.
The verdict's come in.
It has come in?
She's guilty on all counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Who is this?
The mom of the kid that shot up the...
No way. Did that verdict just come in right now?
Yeah. So if you don't someone know in the chat, is, thank you, Deirdre, I think, let me know that. Yeah,
if you're just tuning into this, school shooter from Michigan, this is the first time parents have been tried for what a child did. And here she is on screen right here. So they found her guilty on all accounts?
Yeah. Involuntary manslaughter, which means, I guess, sentencing will be later.
What do you get for involuntary manslaughter? Five to ten?
5 to 10, right?
Yeah.
15?
Not a decade. Definitely not a decade.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it depends on how they, I guess, have her serve the sentences.
But crazy precedent to set, right? You guys will probably,
right?
Yeah, in this case, yeah, but then if you take it case by case, having kids, you're like, holy shit. But
I don't know.
Is it going to force us to be a little bit more diligent? Maybe.
I don't know enough about it. It seems like she was negligent in some sort of way that is actionable. But
text messages, she helped him get the gun, they went to the range together, all that other shit. Like,
yeah,
very much deserved.
Right.
So,
anyways, I'm sure you're going to talk about it.
She faces up to 15 years in prison per count.
15 years in prison.
Per
count. We'll talk about that on Drinking Bros podcast today.
Yeah, because I think there's a couple counts, right?
Yeah.
By the way, this is a rough 45.
Oh, she's only 45? God damn, dude. Whoopsie. That's Michigan for you right there, brother. Yeah,
dude, that's a Michigan fucking
that's
winter.
Not seeing the sun for 320 days out
and
of the year.
And then
up in
getting
Michigan.
Thrown in jail. You know what
yep.
I mean?
On top of it?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Hey, did the dad get sentenced too?
No, he's on trial next month.
Okay. Well,
they did her first, obviously, to get him.
She got a money quote here. I don't think I'm a failure as a parent. I mean, if your son shoots up a school, you've probably failed as a parent. But
well, the one caveat I will say about her and her testimony and everything else was, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they had footage of her when the cops told her that her son had shot up the school. And she started freaking the fuck out, obviously.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at those text messages, it was like, hey, you could.
No, they have a couple. They have lots of footage of her in interrogation and then talking to him. And, you know, but it, I don't know. You guys will talk about it, obviously. But
yeah,
could be a slippery slope a little bit. But
yeah.
Look. There
if
you go.
If your kid shoots up a school, would you want to live anyways at that point?
And we're always talking about how parents should step up and
100%, man. And how do you not know with your kids? And like with this one, I mean, they were heavily involved in this kid's life. So it wasn't like, you know, some
well,
weird
actually,
kid who
well,
went to live
the
with
the argument
fucking
was that they
the
weren't.
The argument is that they weren't. The argument is that, you know.
They were neglectful, that she was.
But he was also a fucking teenager.
Right, but
and those motherfuckers are sneaky, dude.
She
just
helped get
say.
Him all the shit and took him out. So who knows, man? Who knows? But yeah, this could change fucking every one of these cases for sure. You can go back and do it, especially that one in Nashville. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway,
very very interesting. But I guess the one in Nashville wasn't under 18.
It wasn't under 18, and they were like, "Where are you going?" And she was like, "Fuck off, Bobby."
Yeah. I mean, there's that too, where you're just like, "How far are you going to go back in the history of what you did for your kid?" You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's a minor. Their kid was a minor,
right?
So it's yeah,
right.
A coal miner. Sorry. I had
no,
I
no, 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 no.
It just came to
maybe
me.
That would have taught him some goddamn discipline.
Yeah, sure get a job.
Put a fucking parakeet
get
on that
job.
Guy's shoulder, dude, and send him down to the mines. We watched the new doc on Netflix, We Are the World, last night.
Yeah, greatest night in pop or something.
It's the greatest night in Netflix for us. That was something, man. Goddamn, I hate to say this because I Michael Jackson obviously licked a bunch of kids' assholes and all that other shit.
Sure.
This was MJ in his prime where, you know, and the way he showed up to the studio to record this shit, like he was the biggest star in the
full
world.
Full costume, yeah.
Yeah, full costume. And like it was a part of his daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there all goddamn day and night for this thing. And then once he opened his mouth, we all forgot that he licked those kids' assholes for like 15 minutes, you know? It's nuts how talented
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, a lot
was.
Of us.
It is fucking
a lot
crazy.
Of us forgot. Probably not everyone, but yeah, you forgot because you didn't get
here's
your.
Here's why: because he looked like Michael Jackson. This was the last time, and I told you this last night. This was the last time that he looked like Michael Jackson and didn't look like some fucking weirdo inside
yeah.
of a museum, like a wax museum or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very blurred out picture there, Bob. Man,
I think it's a screen.
We can definitely do better here.
But yeah, that's how he showed up.
That's how he showed up.
It was the documentary is about and behind the scenes of the
entire making of
entire
We Are the World.
Making and recording of both the song and music video for We Are the World.
Super interesting because we've never gotten every artist like that together. I was trying to think about it on the drive here. I think Imagine for the fucking COVID was the last time you saw stars of that caliber getting together to do something.
Yeah, but they weren't together.
Right. This is the only time that this many celebrities have been in one studio to record at one fucking
time.
Well,
no, Jesse, we were all in it together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah. We were all like, yeah.
Sure were.
We were all suffering the same.
We were. But man, once he stepped up to the microphone, everybody was just in awe. Young Bruce Springsteen was in it, just finished a tour and was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll come in and sing. Crushed it. Oh, God, dude. Before politics and everything else got involved in all this shit, and you just saw these artists and you knew nothing about their lives, it was just better. Like, I didn't want to know he was licking assholes. I didn't want to know, you know, Springsteen wasn't the working man. Like,
do you want to know that Drake has a hog today?
I didn't need to know that. You know, I found
out. Did you see the video?
I saw the video. He's got a fucking dick on him, dude. He's kind of, you know.
I mean, I guess I figured.
It's fine. It's nothing to.
Is it like rule impressive?
It's not even hard.
It's not hard, but.
But it's. It's no, he's got a thang on him.
He's got a fucking hammer on him for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But you know, he's also got a racial advantage that I just assume everybody does in that category.
Half.
So it's tough.
He has
it's
half, tough.
Half and I think the
well,
other
Well, he got the black half. He got the black half.
Yeah, know? Yeah, just letting it kind of rest.
Yeah.
Rest just there and fucking stretch rest out. There, man. Yeah, yeah,
stretch,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he wasn't working
God's
it.
Plan.
Yeah, shrinking it up.
If you're not impressed with that dick, I don't know which dick you're going to be impressed with, Ross.
No, I am. I think, truthfully, it's more impressive when it's somebody super unexpected where you're like, oh, that guy?
So he's half black and half Jewish, right?
Right, right.
Doesn't seem like that would cancel
it. Right?
Each
like
other
it would
out?
Cancel each other. It didn't. You got the black part.
Is it circed or uncirced?
It's uncirced.
Okay.
You got the black parts. I washed his dick here today, but going back to this documentary here, I was surprised at what an asshole Stevie Wonder was, and everybody hates Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, you
which
were
is what
surprised.
We've said on this show for years that yeah. Stevie can see. There's one shot of him wearing glasses where he's just looking at everyone, and I'm like, he can fucking see, and every single person was just like, oh man, Stevie's difficult to work with.
Yeah,
and then he was a cocksucker, and then in the middle of this recording. Where they're just trying to, there's the most famous people on the planet in one single room. They're just trying to get through it.
They're inching up on 5 a.m. after an award show where they're recording all of this.
5:08 a.m. The American Music Awards just ended at 11.
So like the Coke's, you know, wearing off. If you had a little bit to drink there, you're starting to get a little irritated. And Stevie is like, suggests that they should add some Swahili.
A Swahili
into the lyrics
hook into the lyrics
that all of them had just learned that night.
Yep. Into a song. And everybody looks at him in the room and they're like, who wants to say it? Finally, a producer steps out. Who is that guy? That
so
white
the
guy
that
out?
Put it all together was the, like, think lead singer Pink Floyd, whatever his name is.
Roger Waters. Not sure if it was Roger Waters, but either way, whoever the guy was.
Who's the other one?
Quincy Jones was the guy who put the entire thing together, and there was a white guy who was helping produce it, British guy, and he looks over at Stevie finally, and he comes out of the booth, and he goes, yeah, so we're actually asking for money from these people. I don't know that they're going to know what we're talking about if we just start singing in African. And that got a big laugh out of everyone.
Yeah, he was like, are we talking to the people that need help?
Yeah.
Or the people that we want to give money?
And God bless Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson was like, maybe I can make this work. And so he just goes up behind the mic with everybody still in the room and starts incorporating this bullshit phrase that Stevie Wonder's saying in Swahili. Whatever the fuck
it was.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then finally, Smokey Robinson, who... used to, you know, Michael Jackson used to open up for him as a kid. Smokey was like, hey, Mike, that shit ain't working, dude. We're not fucking doing that today, okay? And it was really funny, and everybody got a big laugh out of it, and then they were like, let's just go back to doing shit. Fucking Stevie, man, just trying to wrangle that guy. And he didn't want to go anywhere either the whole night. He was content to stay there till 9 a.m. and just hang out and play piano and bullshit songs. He was doing, like, covers at one point. People were starting to lose their shit. It was hot as fuck in there. Cyndi Lauper and Huey Lewis and all those guys. Waylon Jennings was the best one ever. Waylon Jennings, who, if you're wondering, where was Waylon Jennings during We Know the World? In the documentary, Stevie starts singing that Swahili bullshit, and Waylon Jennings just walks out.
He was the only one.
And he goes, apparently he walked up to Quincy Jones, and he goes, man, I don't know what the fuck that dude's talking about. And just fucking walked out and was like, I'm all done for the night. Thank you. And good night.
Yeah.
Sheena Easton walked out as well.
At the end.
At the end. She did the chorus and she thought they were going to let her sing like one line in the verse like everybody else got. And then she found out that they kind of coaxed her there just to get Prince there.
Yeah, because they just kept asking where.
What time is Prince showing up? And Sheena Easton finally just says, look, Prince ain't doing this bullshit. I can tell you that, dude.
Yeah.
And Prince ain't doing this bullshit.
I think at that time he had the feud with Michael Jackson. So he did. Not showing
and
up.
And he had, you know, the biggest album in the world in Purple Rain and just won all the awards and all that other stuff. And he was just like, Prince ain't doing this bullshit. Made me love Prince even more, obviously. I was like, of course. Dude.
He's like, who's there? Like, what? He's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And she's like, it's rad. Like, we're all just like singing and nobody really knows what's going on. And like, they won't let us do drugs or drink. Come on down. He's like, fuck you.
Prince is just like, no.
No. And then my answer, my answer's no.
I bet he left the phone off the hook the rest of the night, too. It was just like, don't call me.
Yeah.
We're not. I'm.
Don't ever ask me anything like this again. We're never working together. I will destroy you, Sheila E.
Al Jarreau was a drunk, we found out, we learned, and was hammered that he could barely sing his one line when it came to
him.
It's
a good one. It's a good doc.
Really good, really fun.
I'd check it out.
I enjoy it, and you get to see what half your superstars looked like growing up, and it was a whole different world. Because Springsteen, look, Michael Jackson showed up like this. Show that picture, Pop. Michael Jackson showed up in a hot-ass recording studio and recorded in full.
Yeah.
Regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Springsteen showed up in his fucking leather bomber jacket with a white t-shirt
and
a bandana.
Himself in his Pontiac.
Yep. Yeah. Sweating, dude. It looked like he just got off stage an hour ago. And when he sang his line, we all were, people went nuts. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis was good. Cyndi Lauper was Cyndi Lauper. Like,
sure.
It was really funny, and it's a good doc if you're into that type of shit on Netflix. Jabes, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. 2 days a week. 2 days a week here. MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Let's go, baby. Super Bowls this weekend. I'm amped. They can let you bet on everything on that goddamn thing, dude. Everybody in the neighborhood's betting on the games. They're expecting, I think, $57 million bet on this game or something crazy already.
Yeah.
It's nuts, and everybody's doing it through these online apps. Obviously, MyBookie has been our sponsor for years over there. Best props in the biz. They'll let you bet on everything. Are you going to get on Reba and all that stuff?
Yeah. So
man, Reba
I think...
was short, bro.
Short
87 and a half seconds for Reba.
She doesn't
going under.
Do under that,
yeah.
Okay,
I mean, right?
She doesn't do any of the like long runs.
That's what I'm saying. The under means she's gonna do
no,
it
I know,
shorter.
But you're even going under the short
post Malone. I'm going over,
yeah, for sure. He'll have like his own version that's
guitar.
Gonna like slow everything down.
And the way
I feel
he stretches
like.
Out his voice with ee.
Like, yeah, I think we'll do the prop bets, all the Taylor Swift bets,
yep.
And make it fun for us. And then you guys can be on the couch betting the real bets.
Which we have. So
which
I went all
have.
In on the Chiefs. They're actually getting 2 points. They're not the favorites in this game. And I still don't know why.
We'll
find I went
out.
Money line on that, which pays even better, which means I don't take the points. And I'm just taking the Chiefs in this. And if you watched the presser yesterday... Not a lot of confidence out of the 49ers. They were already making excuses. The practice field sucks and everything sucks. And then they started asking Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the 49ers, if he was prepared to devastate all the Swifties.
Oh.
And he said, yeah, you know, unfortunately, I got to do it. I got to take it down. He didn't even say that with a lot of confidence. Or it was just like, grab your sack, bro.
Sure.
Grab your fucking sack on this. So I'm all in on the Chiefs, all in on the prop bets over there. MVP bets have been made. Travis Kelce, I put 500 on Kelce to win the MVP. I mean, let's face it, she won the album of the year on Monday.
Sure.
He's going to win Super Bowl.
He's going to go for it.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's complete the fucking Illuminati diamond or whatever they do there. Okay.
What do they do at MyBookie for our listeners?
For our listeners, they double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000.
Heck yeah,
promo
dude.
Code Drinking Bros. So throw something on it, dude, because there's a shit ton of bets there. They're also doing squares. I know a lot of your neighborhoods do squares. My bookie's doing squares. I did it with them last year. I won $500 last year. So I've had a lot of success. Not to pull my own ding-dong here, Jabes, but I have picked the last six Super Bowls in a row in Drinking Bros Sports.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I was the only one to pick the Chiefs last year, too, on the whole panel there.
Okay.
And I'm all in on them again. Should be good times. Everybody's doing it. You might as well get in on the action, too. Go to MyBookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we get HardAFSeltzer.com. You're going to watch the game somewhere. You're going to get fucked up. Grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer. Go to HardAFSeltzer.com. Click on the city or zip on the store locator there. Find the location nearest you and grab a 12-pack. Support us and support the show. A lot of people are going out to sports bars. We're in a ton of them, dude. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, head on down to Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin. Head on down to the Pint House in the Short North. Standard Hall. There was a bunch of people partying last night at Standard Hall. We're posting pictures for Hard AF Seltzer and all that stuff. Love to see it on campus over there. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We're everywhere down there. Shit, if you're on the college campuses, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, University of Georgia, we're at that ABC Liquors there. University of Tennessee, the University Liquors there as well. Every single Total Wine in the Southeast as well. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. Get you some, dude. Wilmington, North Carolina. A lot of people are pre-gaming at brunches over there. They got the Hard AF Seltzers, all their locations. Do it. Total Wines there in Wilmington, North Carolina is all stocked up. And if you're in the Outer Banks, hit up all those brew-throughs. They've been very nice to us out there. And grab a 12-pack, dude. If you're in Michigan, there is one huge liquor store there in Toledo, Ohio that people are running in and out fucking 12-packs from Toledo, Ohio to Michigan. I love it because we're not in Michigan yet. So head on over to Toledo. Just hop over the border and then bring a 12-pack up to celebrate for the game. It's our last football game of the year. Damn it. Go out in style. Support us and support the show by buying a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer today. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas, and the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Day.
Ross, one of your least favorite things happened today.
What's that?
It's sad news.
Okay. More sad news? Somebody else die?
She's not dead yet. But.
Porn star?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We have a porn star in critical condition right
now.
God
damn it. Who is it?
Who?
Emily Willis. Overdose.
No. Which Emily one's, Willis overdose? Show
Emily
her.
Willis
pop
what's
up Emily
one
Willis
of her,
there.
What was her specialty?
This is Bob's type of porn here, where yeah. It's just on the cusp. It's like a college, you know, type vibe. And
like,
yeah, man.
Is she, you know what I mean? Like,
she
going to
survive
could be
this?
35?
No.
Or
she could
15.
Be 21, yeah.
No, she's closer to college age.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's right. 25, so.
Mm.
From Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, man.
You guys knew who she was?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with her work. Yeah.
You're familiar with her work.
I've
What's
seen
her
it,
specialty?
I've seen it on Delco's computer.
POV,
when he was watching it.
Anal.
I mean,
gagging.
You can't just corner her into one thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Except nobody, in the video, Emily Willis gets cornered by 8 black cocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
that was the only time she was cornered.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Now, the rest of it was on the up and up there. Bob, read off some of her hits here in case she does pass away. Obviously, we want to give her the respect that she's earned.
I mean, you know, these are just clips, right? Step siblings caught, stepsisters ripped yoga pants, and then, you know.
Those ripped yoga pants. Look at that. I wish we could show that to the audience. Mm-hmm. We can, obviously, on YouTube today. But it does appear as if she was stretching maybe in the middle of a downward dog and then got a rip in her yoga pants right by her asshole.
Yeah, Emily Willis has her ass stuffed on the first date.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, Emily Willis,
just classics,
influenced as Emily Willis with
she had a very large extended family.
Oh, that was her
she
thing.
Sure did.
Results here, she's got a lot of stepbrothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Stepfathers as well. So,
yep,
blended R.I.P. a couple times.
Blended families, and that's normal in today's world.
Blended, yeah,
yeah,
real blended,
real blended. Different races and all that other stuff.
A couple blenders going.
It doesn't matter what race you are, as long as you're kind of related.
All right, so is this terrible for me to say that if she does pass away today, that I hope she has sex with Toby Keith tonight up in heaven? Is that
terrible
awful of me?
For you to say?
Yeah.
What about Carl Weathers?
No.
I think she'd be, judging from this, she'd be a little bit more into Carl.
She might be into Carl.
Just saying, I don't know.
Is there a shot that the three of them get together tonight then, if she does indeed pass away?
It could all go down, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think so.
Stepfather catches, you know.
She's not.
Oh, that's right. Toby and Carl do that handshake above her as they're doing an Eiffel Tower.
She's not opposed to a BBC.
No, not at all. Not from these video clips here. Man, hopefully she pulls out of this.
Right.
You know, she's not been very successful at pulling out in the past, but we hope, Jesse, that she is today.
Yeah.
Emily Willis, man, dude, that one hurt. I don't know what's going on in the world right now. There's a lot of negativity.
I don't know if I want to live in this world.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't either. The doc's coming out too with your girl. Gypsy Rose.
Oh yeah.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
So that's what she was doing
that's
all
what
that.
She was doing.
Press and everything. The Lifetime people were literally shuttling her around.
So
everywhere
they're putting her in a docu-series about her post-prison life and what it's like for her and all that stuff. So yeah, they're gonna put her up on every single red carpet and all that other stuff. I'm sure she's going to turn out fine after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you go from jail and then obviously killing your mom, then to jail and then to the red carpet at the new Marvel movie that's coming out in a couple weeks with Dakota Johnson. Like, you're fine.
Well, you go from living in a medical prison of your mom's making, then killing her, then jail, then literally directly to the red carpet.
Yes.
And I think it's all good. Yeah. As I said, it's an ongoing story, and we're just going to keep our eye on it. You know what I mean?
I was in a garage band in high school called Munchausen by Proxy.
Right.
And that was that was our garage band name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. It would be a good.
MVP. MVP. Yeah, yeah, everybody used to chant at the high school.
Yeah, yeah.
When I played prom. MVP. Did they? Munchausen by Proxy. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you trapped and I can't. You know, there was so many hits that we had. Obviously.
Oh, I thought it was more of like a metal band, but you nope. just sounded. Oh, it's nope. country?
It's
country.
It was a country. Oh, I'm from Georgia. Okay. So.
Oh, right. Sorry yeah, about yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
When in Rome.
you know what I mean? When in Rome, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, am I right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where Marjorie Taylor Greene's from.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to this. I want to see what happens with this goofy little fuck. Her numbers just keep going up, by the way. Yeah. She was up over 9 million on Instagram. Where's she at now? Everybody wants to follow her every move. Any chance she has a Super Bowl commercial? Because that would be fun.
She got 8.2 million followers.
Wow.
Okay.
Want to get away? She does something for Southwest for the Super Bowl. I think that would be fun.
Right.
Yeah. It's
want to escape?
Her mom's poisoning her, and she turns to the camera. It's like, want to get away?
Want
to
get away? And then.
Whose championship belt is she holding up there?
An AEW belt. Ricky Stark.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I
love Ricky Stark.
That kind of looks like the Intercontinental belt.
Sure does, man. AE Dub, welcome to the AE Dub fam, dude. Gypsy Rose, she's on the right side of history with AE Dub. Man, I love it, dude. Oh, look at this. She's got ringside at AE Dub.
Oh, yeah.
Same here, man. It's the best. God damn, AE Dub's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Best life.
AE Dub. AE Dub.
Literally, the only way this woman, you know, she's not attractive at all, but the only way for her to get any type of fame is to murder.
Right. Well, no one's really talking about the murder.
Is there any other avenue, though, where she would be this famous with her looks?
No.
The things that she would have to do on OnlyFans to get this level of fame are worse than Munchausen by Proxy.
Yes, sorry. The thing she's going to do.
She's going. She'll be on OnlyFans.
Well, because at a certain point, it's not going to be a thing anymore, right?
And then it's going to be cock sucking without saliva glands and shit like that.
Well, she talks about her boyfriend's dick all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it'll be a couple.
It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time for her, and I'm looking forward to it. Obviously,
and honestly, it's running out. She should be on OnlyFans right now. She should be making content daily.
Yeah, hit it while it's hot, right?
Get on there and
get on the train. You don't want to get on the OnlyFans on your way down.
Right, it's on the way up.
Yes.
That
you
bad
get on.
Bobby chick or whatever the fuck her name is. She was making, I don't know,
like
$5 million a month.
She should be working as hard as Taylor Swift is right now with content.
Oh,
right
I
now to keep basically put some fame points in the bank, if you will.
100%. And if you're doing that stepmother video shit, like that's the one to do it for right there, you know? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Munchausen by Proxy. We're Munchausen by Proxy.
From Bakersfield, California.
Oh, we can't wait to tear your face off. But Gypsy Rose, man, I'm looking forward to that doc. Can't wait. Also tagged in a shit ton of these posts over the last 48 hours. Shane Gillis hosting SNL.
Yeah.
Bizarre that I said that last week and I went off on a fucking rant on it and they actually did it.
I just didn't think that was possible.
I mean, what? Literally 1 week ago on the show today, I said, hey, dude, if they want the ratings, I'll watch that. And then boom, it happens. A lot of people ask me if I had any inside info because he shoots here and all that other stuff. I don't know him. Dan and I don't know him. We have zero connection to Shane Gillis. So no, I knew nothing about that in advance. Pure speculation. But with SNL these days, they need the fucking ratings. It's great. I just hope they let him do what he does on the show. What's your prediction?
I mean, my prediction was he wouldn't be able to do it. So
no,
I have no idea what they're going to let him do and not do.
So if I'm the SNL.
I think the monologue, he'll talk shit, but like in the skits and shit, that, you know, if I'm not writing.
Well, he has a big thing to address.
What, he sure does. And, if I'm the SNL writers, you know what I do for those promo spots, Bob?
What?
I put him and Bowen Yang together and make them do an awkward promo for this show this weekend to really fucking boost those ratings.
Oh, well, hold on. He has a bigger mm-hmm. issue than that, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he said if he ever hosted SNL, he would kill himself in his monologue.
Oh, he blows brains out live on stage?
He would kill himself on air.
Yes. If he clacked off live on air, because the show is still live, that would be the greatest thing of all time.
He literally promised. He's like, you know what? If I ever hosted now, because he thought it would be impossible. He's like, I'll kill myself in the middle of my monologue.
Wow.
Gosh.
Wow. You got to go through with it. Go through with the bit.
Like, he's never been hotter. Like, there's no...
It'd be the perfect
time to go out.
He's at the peak of his powers.
I agree.
Go out, man.
Go out. Go out now.
Like an absolute legend.
That's what I felt about Kanye should have died, five years ago.
Can you imagine?
Oh. Taylor Swift plane goes down.
Talk about a comedian's comedian, you know?
Shane Gillis clacks off on Saturday night. Taylor Swift's plane goes down in the Pacific on Sunday. Holy shit, dude. Super Bowl Sunday night. It's almost too much.
So isn't Bowen Yang still pissed, though? Like, how are they going to...
He's such a fucking loser. I hate him so much,
okay,
too.
I'm just asking a question.
God damn it,
okay.
Man. Yeah, what is he going to do? This fucking guy.
Sit out?
Sit out, yeah,
or just
maybe.
Get the fuck out of the show.
That did happen when... who was that comedian?
Yeah, Chappelle.
No. A long time ago. The comedian, Andrew Dice Clay.
He sat out for Dice, he
there's a woman on the SNL cast in the 90s who refused to perform.
But Bowen Yang didn't do anything with Chappelle either. Like, he was I'm fucking out of here.
Why did she refuse?
Because he was, you know, a pig or whatever.
A pig.
My ex-wife.
Yeah. A pig.
Okay.
But he sat out of the Chappelle show, so fuck him. Sit out of this one then. If you're that offended, because he was offended over the weekend. I didn't watch it, but I guess Nikki Haley showed up and did a sketch at the beginning. And then there was a post on SNL's Instagram that just said, hey, we're excited to have Nikki Haley on the show tonight.
That was weird.
Basic fucking post, right? Not really. Everybody who is running for president, and this used to go on for years on both sides, did SNL and they always popped in and did something.
To be fair, even Trump was on SNL when he was running for president.
Yep. Yeah. He hosted.
He's also the only president to ever be hit with a steel chair inside the wrestling ring.
Yeah. Look, he's fucking America all over your face.
Also got hit with a stunner. Yeah.
Yeah, I got hit with a stunner too. So with this, he wrote underneath it, he was just like, well, not everyone, and then deleted his fucking comment underneath it. It's just like, God damn it, man. You work on Saturday Night Live, for Christ. How are you this offended by everything? You fucking loser. Jesus Christ. I hope Shane goes up there. It's live, so they couldn't stop him during the monologue. And just does the Asian bit. What was it that he got popped for?
It was like an offhanded comment on a podcast. It was not like an actual bit or joke or like.
Do you know
joke.
What it was?
No,
I mean,
because
it was something so fucking tame, yeah, for Shane Gillis.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't tame. Like, he used the C word as we
yeah,
like to say.
And
chink
yeah. was doing
I mean look
and was doing
the
armor,
that's what he said.
You just follow it with in the armor.
Yeah, yeah, chink in the arm.
Yeah, he's using it to describe like a Chinese restaurant or something, but it was like super offhanded. Like, it was really not like...
Like a throwaway comment.
Yeah, it was not hateful or anything like that. It was just him kind of
farting
out a word.
And it was in the day when we all agreed. There was kind of like this ceasefire, if you will.
We've never stopped.
No. On like Asian racism was like okay for a little bit.
Still is. Still, all of it's still good. I don't give a fuck.
I know,
you make a fuck about white
I
people.
Know, according to you, but I'm just
don't
saying,
care.
Like in the collective.
Yeah,
it was at the. It was at the height of everyone being. It was at the height of PC. Like, it was at the height. Of
yeah,
PC.
But when he said it, it was when we all agreed that Asian racism was okay.
Was it that old? Was it that much older than the?
I want to say 2015.
No, it was 2019.
The 2019 is when he got busted, but I'm wondering when the clip is from.
Yeah, the clip was earlier.
The clip was earlier.
Just pull it up.
So it was definitely like things got dug up.
Was it like his old podcast or his current podcast, but an old episode?
I don't even know if it was this podcast.
I think he was on somebody else's show.
It was him and Matt or no?
No, he was on someone else's show as a guest, I believe.
No. It was on his.
Easy way to look if you just Google it, Bob.
But
I am on his situation right now. So it was a 2018 episode. He got hired in 2019. It was from a 2018 episode. So it was all during the height of anti-PC, or not anti-PC, of like PC shit.
The Me Too movement, PC bullshit.
That is like peak.
Yeah. BLM, all that other shit, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Asian racism, that was the last one to go. Even
it
women.
Was the last domino to fall.
Stop
even
Asian
Me
hate.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, Me Too was, which is crazy, but what happened before the
And
Asian.
The only reason the Asian stuff happened was because, like, during COVID, black people were just going around just murking Asian people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pushing them down at like ATMs and shit like
that
in New York City. I remember that.
Hitting them with haymakers.
That's right.
Dude,
during COVID up there. What it was, oddly enough, it was
but
only it was, like New York where you're like, all right, what the
But
fuck?
It was an unfortunate time because we were like hardcore BLM. So like we couldn't be like,
Do you know what I mean?
So like the Asian hate thing happened, or stop Asian hate happened after we were done with the BLM thing.
It's a long
so that
rivalry.
They could move on.
It's a long-standing rivalry, the Asians and the blacks.
Oh, for sure.
And to be fair, Dan and I never got out of that stance for either one of those.
Yeah, but that's not a litmus.
Back in the day.
That's not a litmus.
It should be.
No.
Also, they appropriate Asian culture all the time with anime.
They do. They sure do. They're even doing it in The Bachelor. We were watching that chick last night. She looks like a fucking anime character in that thing.
She's Asian.
Right. But like, she's all dressed
that's
up
not
and really, really living in it. Oh, she's actually Asian.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't tell. She was pretty white, dude. She wasn't honky at all, huh?
No.
All right. You're saying she was an Asian.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, dude. I couldn't tell in that one last night.
Yeah.
It was just a tall white lady.
Sure. Nope.
Okay.
No.
Because I didn't know if it was like a no doubt sitch, like a Gwen Stefani, where it would be like, hey, wouldn't it be fun if I just dressed up as a Pikachu for fucking 13 years?
Right.
I didn't know. And now I have my answer, and I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, we've got more death on our hands here. And this time,
oh no,
it's close to home. You're going to have to hit that crime corner button, my man.
Crime corner?
Crime
or the,
corner.
The sad music.
Crime
Angel
corner?
Music.
No. This is an ongoing investigation here from the Crime Corner team. You guys have got to cover this, Joel, at some point, dude. I don't know what's stopping you here.
Hey.
Which?
Hey, what are we talking
did.
About?
Huh?
The body found.
Okay, so this is supposed to be a comedy show?
Us today?
And you're just going to talk about my fucking boy who's missing now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did we confirm it's one of yours, though? Is it a fraternity
look,
guy?
We haven't seen Brandon in days. Okay? He hit fucking Rainy Street with a couple other bros.
Why didn't you go out with him, dude? He wanted you to meet him, bro.
Fucking gay kids made me stay in. And fucking, if I had been there, I don't know what would have happened to Brandon, but he's missing. But I guess that's just fucking funny now on our fucking comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a professional, right, dude? Like,
dude,
you've seen him fucking crush.
I've seen him
fireball
fucking
shots and then natty and then fireball shots and then natty.
One night, he probably crushed.
I see that dude rip fucking 20 Jaeger bombs and it's no fucking problem.
A bottle of Rumpelmans, two bottles of vermouth,
me and him,
and then a Four Loko.
2014, we were brushing our teeth with Rumpelmans every morning for a week.
Anyway, so we don't know about Brandon.
We don't know.
There's no, the body
we
has.
We don't have a picture of this man yet.
Well, they're not releasing any information about the body. I wonder why, right?
Yeah.
Because it just ignites.
It's the same.
It ignites all of us,
the
which are
Street
like.
Ripper.
The Ripper lives, right? So they will not give us the satisfaction. Correct, Bob? Nothing's come out yet, right?
No. They're fucking covering it up, man. He won't tell his family shit.
Brandy, bro.
His fucking dad can't even fucking sell cars at his dealership right now. He's so fucked up from
B-Ran.
All this shit.
B-Ran. Don't know the gender of the person.
It's
yes,
a male.
You do.
It's a male. They said that on the news this morning. It is a male. This is crazy, man. For real. Like, we've joked about this, about having a serial killer here. This is actually real now. So this is the sixth body they found.
It's a body of water.
In the last 12 months at the same exact location.
Lady Bird. The Lady Bird lake of it is not large, right?
No.
And it's all...
It's a major metropolitan city.
Same exact location.
It's right next to a bunch of bars.
You're sounding a lot like a fucking Rainy Street Ripper
right now, dude. Is it you?
You're trying to, what, get us off the fucking, off
is
your scent?
Is it you, dude?
You're trying to say, man, it's fucking Brado's fault?
It's a fucking Brado?
Might be his fault.
What are you saying? It's fucking Brado's fault?
Maybe he was asking for it.
You're fucking next, man.
Yeah. Officials arrived in the area along West Cesar Chavez Street.
Acting, thank you.
Yeah, and that's right in the same area. We got a fucking serial killer down here. And now I'm starting to wonder if it's Delco.
Yeah, because every time we bring it up, he's always trying to like get us off the scent of it being like, you know what I mean?
And he's out of here by then. So like he's plenty of time to go to the bars and all that shit.
He's just like, oh, you know, major city, you know.
Yeah.
You know, bodies being found in that lake are...
It's not great.
It's not like homeless. It's not whatever. These are...
These are bodies getting
pushed very specific
into the water.
And by the way,
drugged.
We did kind of do this already. You were telling Joel that we need to do this, but we did the...
You guys do an actual Crime Corner episode
on this.
We
did do this. Well, we did the smiley face, which is... Basically, we added in the bodies from Lady Bird,
but it's
something that was happening in Chicago, other places on the East Coast, but
what
all the
Chicago?
Same, all the same MO.
Chicago's got so many bodies though piled up. That's the easiest place to murder right now. If you're looking to do it, like,
but it was like same kind of thing, college educated, same. You know, age,
they prey
looking.
On them at, like music festivals and shit.
Yeah,
a lot of time.
Out of towners.
What was that? The smiley face?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like a group of like incels or whatever online. They were just like, let's kill Chads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you want to go paddleboarding this weekend?
Do you want to rip shots at Rainy?
You never invited me before. That's pretty sweet of you.
Yeah. I got a whole cooler. We can bring some hard AF seltzers.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
A whole 12-pack.
Hell yeah. If you're just trying to cheer me up right now, it's working. I appreciate
it. I'm just trying to get your mind off
good
things.
Friend, man. Yeah. Good friend.
Another body in the river down there. The Rainy Street Ripper is back. On one hand, it is exciting to have a serial killer that is actually lives in the city and is doing this. Just for the excitement of wanting to feel alive inside again, you know?
Yeah.
But now I might have to change the Valentine's Day reservations to Rainy Street. So
we can
get close to the action.
We're the home of the GOAT serial killer, I think.
Are we?
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper allegedly began here.
In Austin, Texas.
Please.
You don't say. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the servant girl annihilator. Yes. That was his name here.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Mm. You look it up. It's real.
Yeah. Killing servants.
Really?
Yeah.
Look into it. It's a good Crime Corner episode. I'm dead serious. Servant Girl Annihilator, you should do in your own right.
Okay.
But they believe he hopped on a boat to London.
Yeah. Skidded down to Houston when the heat got hot.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Went to London, kept chopping.
And this was also the storyline, kind of, for you. When he went over to London as well, and they were like, oh, that's kind of a nod towards that.
Right. Well,
who knows? Who knows? But either way, we got a fucking real life serial killer down here. And I will say this. We're not currently serving hard AFs down on Rainy Street. We are close. More orders are coming in, obviously. But we had nothing to do with this.
Also, they never found Jack the Ripper. Maybe he's back.
What do you think?
Oh, he's come back home.
Yeah.
He's come back home.
I mean, he could just be immortal.
Could be. Like Jimmy Carter.
Gosh, all of this is so, you know, possible. All of these are totally things that can happen.
Bob, bring up that pic of Jimmy Carter again. Again, Toby Keith is dead, and Jimmy Carter's still alive, huh?
Personally thought Jimmy Carter looked better.
Oh, boy, dude.
Yeah, yep, I know. I mean, my gosh. That's there he the is. Sweet boy. Sweet boy.
Man, we lost Toby.
Spry,
but,
dude.
But Jimmy's still alive.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Jimmy wanted it more.
Yep.
Jimmy's going to keep outliving us.
Yep.
Fuck, dude.
Jimmy was eating peanuts, and Toby Keith was, Lord knows what he was doing. I mean, that motherfucker partied.
What do you do when you have that much money and cancer? Do you just do booze and do drugs all day?
Yeah, I would trip balls.
For Toby Keith?
Yeah. What do you do at that point?
Yeah, I think you just go like, all right, dude.
DMT, like, mushrooms.
All of it.
Yeah, what do you
all
have?
The things.
Yeah. Heroin. I would do heroin.
Fentanyl. Like, I would do it.
Yeah, at the end. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it's a painful death.
What?
I want something else, but...
Fentanyl?
That's what I heard. Dan said that on the show the other day, but I don't know if it's true or not. Sometimes he lies a lot about stuff, so who knows, dude?
Yeah, he's a big liar.
Ripping a fat fucking rail, right as you go, like Toby, that'd be... Come on.
That, or you just go like, meh. Like, do all the drugs that you always wanted to do and wasn't doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he kind of like got clean a little bit, you know?
Well, you have to.
Right. You get older. You're kind of like, all right. Or you find out you have cancer and you start going, you know, go clean living or whatever. Then you find out, okay, I personally would do all the things that I don't do right now because I live in a world and society and all of that.
Sure.
But like if I was going to die, give me all the things.
Oh, yeah.
I would do meth, crack. I mean, heroin.
All of it. And maybe that's what King Charles is doing right now. You know?
No, he's fine.
I don't think he's going to live through this. If Harry is flying out there, he hates Harry. Let's face it. There's no way. If Harry's flying out there, he's going to die soon. There's no way.
I don't know. They just found something, caught it early. Who knows?
I don't think so. They caught the other thing early, and now they found out about this thing. Like, if he's flying out this quickly, I don't know this is going to last very long. I really don't. And you saw his fingers.
Dude, that fucking bitch.
Shit was fucked up.
Queen Elizabeth.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
18. So his reign is right around 18 months right now. A year and a half after waiting 50 years, and then boom, dude.
For her not to step down was so fucked up.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
It was great.
It was so fucked
up. He's not my king.
It's a baller move.
That's true.
He's not a lot of people's king.
Even till the very end, she was just like, you can't handle this, boy. Right? Like, you cannot handle this, and you never could. So, yeah, I'll hand it over to you right when you're about to fucking die. How about that? It's so fucked up. The royal family is so fucked up. I love it. Can we do that nature?
Yeah. Nature.
Oh, shit, dude.
What is it? Nature?
Nature and duck. You have the article.
Nailed it.
Damn, you did nail it.
I feel great
you
today.
You did nail it.
I feel great today. I was under the weather yesterday. I feel great today. Let's
go.
Yeah.
You got out from under the weather?
Yeah, dude.
What'd you do?
I fucking blasted my quads, brother.
Did you?
Blasted my fucking quads.
All right, Bob, let's start with the pick, right?
Yeah. So, Ross, you've... Calm down. Okay, I don't want to spoil it because he can see it. Ross, you've heard of eating pig's feet, trotters.
Yes, they're in every gas station in Georgia. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Yep. You don't like them?
No, I do not.
Now, would you be more interested, perhaps, in this Chinese delicacy?
Mm-hmm.
Pig face.
Yes.
Vacuum packed.
Dried,
freeze dried, right?
Full pig face jerky.
Yep.
This looks like what you wear for a heist.
Exactly. And the other part about this is it looks friendly, so I wouldn't feel bad eating these pig faces.
It looks friendly, so you wouldn't feel bad?
No, it kind of looks like a fun candy thing. Cool. It's like, all right, cool, man.
Cool. Yeah.
Some of them, you got the eyeballs in there still clearly, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These ones are pretty yummy too. I would actually maybe eat that one.
I would wear that on my face.
How can you not
Halloween?
Like make fun of Asian people? How can you fucking not, dude?
Is it weird that I look at pigs and I think of bacon and I think maybe there's a shot that this might be tasty if it's crispy?
Yeah. Isn't cheek a delicacy?
I believe in some cultures it is. You know?
I just like how cartoon and friendly
so do I.
This one is.
That makes me want to eat that fucking thing.
Look at this smile.
It almost looks like
eye.
It's a gummy, maybe like a big
sure does.
Gummy face or something.
Yeah.
Where is this, Bob?
China.
Just China.
It's just a market.
Wet
in China.
Market.
A little wet market.
Classic China.
Gosh, love those places. Yeah.
No, who doesn't? Yeah.
So you'd be down.
Achan, China. I'll look where that up. I'll look
so
up where that is.
So you'd be down, Ross? You're cool with this?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now here. Closer. Yes. I would. So go to the crispier one. Mm-hmm. The crispier one is what I would do.
Crispier
yeah.
one?
Oh, yeah, for
this
sure.
This one looks a lot better.
That looks tasty.
Yeah.
That one, bacon.
Out of the packaging, yeah, it's a little bit.
I'd tear a snout off easily. And by the way, and choke one of
those
down.
No eyes in the other ones, right?
Yeah, eyes are gone here.
So the eyes being gone is a real, it's a game changer, I think, for me. The eyes in it,
these are
vacuum packed.
Not cooked, it seems.
No, they are. They're smoked.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're smoked.
They're edible.
Oh, Jesse,
they're good to go.
I almost heard you throw up in my ear.
One of them looks really pale.
Mm-hmm. The other one does. This one does look sickly over
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just not cooked.
No, it's cooked. It's smoked or something.
Yeah, it's
dried.
It's, was it just like
I
a
think
different
it's dried, Bob, and then vacuumed colored. Up like that.
I'm going to need it fried.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 100%.
Fried one, the crispy one, when I'm looking at it here, my thing here, the crispy one, yeah, dude, I'd tear a fucking snout off and eat that thing. Ooh. The rest of it, though, I'd give it a go.
Bob likes to send me these just like terrifying things, like after he's put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of it. And you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are nice.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Look at this.
It's the eyes. It's the eyes. I can't.
It really is the eyes.
It's the eyes.
Really?
You just got to pluck them out.
Because you're right. The other ones, I'm like, okay, like that's not as terrifying.
That's just meat.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah.
That's just meat. Hanging meat.
There's
whatever.
The soul is still inside of these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're looking at you. Cool.
I'm all in on this. I'd tear off a little cheek of that thing and pop it in my mouth.
Just a little walking snack, some protein as you walk around Shanghai.
It's a great office snack for like the 1:45, 2 p.m. ish range where it's just like, all right, I need something light,
keeping
but also
keto,
some protein. Yeah.
Hit a protein, yeah.
Just a little bit. A little bit of pig cheek to
what's,
get me through the day.
What's up with the AIDS one? Yeah,
you
what?
You ever had beef cheek?
With beef
like
cheek?
Risotto or something before?
Yeah, cheek's good.
It's really good.
It's all right.
It very is?
Tender. It's all right.
Yeah. It's also super, like, rich.
And that's the thing. So I don't like the
fatty.
Rich. I don't like foie gras or any of that other bullshit. Like, I don't get down on that. That's super rich. Like, where you can only have one bite and you're like, man, this was worth tasting, but I don't want any more of this.
But that's cow cheek. I don't know what pig cheek's like.
I'm not sure. Can we send Joel? You want to go over to China and grab a couple of these
down
and
the
bring them back?
Find out. I feel like it'd just be like bacon if you fried it.
That's what I think too.
Oh, I forgot we had one more friendly one.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
That's a mess.
Look at that.
Like they just. The
it's not. That's a real.
I know.
It's a real pig face you can eat there.
Just walking around with it.
Totally.
You could probably take this into a movie theater.
Sure can.
I'm good.
You don't want to take that in to see the new Bob Marley movie and just kind of snack on a pig face?
Mm-mm.
Get a Dr. Pepper, some Junior Mints, and a pig face there.
How traumatizing do you think it would be for your child to eat his way through this?
Oh, God, dude.
Oh.
That's haunting, Bob.
Uh-uh.
That's fucking haunting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That is.
You always lose Jesse at the kids.
No, you know? No, not always, not always. But I'm just like, ugh.
I understand it.
I remember when I was like younger having this like, would you rather? And one of the things was like, would you rather eat a dog's face while it was still alive?
Or
throw yourself against a wall until you...
Blacked out?
Blacked out, died, whatever.
I'd eat that dog's face. Pretty easy.
If it's just blacked out, wall all day.
Really?
Throw yourself up against it. I know.
It's hard because there's something inside of you
that'll stop you, yeah.
Yes, that'll stop you from knocking yourself out.
Really knock. You'd have to go
Jesse and
over
I,
and over hard on that.
Right. Jesse and I were going back watching old seasons of Fargo on FX.
Fargo.
And there's a scene where he's responsible for this murder. The cops are closing in. And he kills his wife. He'd killed his wife, and they were about to walk downstairs and find him. And he just ran full speed into a fucking wall and knocked himself unconscious. So they thought the killer had knocked him out and killed the wife. But that was the most unrealistic thing to me, where I was like, I don't think you could do that.
Also, suddenly Rob's pro dog. He just did an episode on Softcore History about a man that sewed other dogs onto another
dog. Dogs.
Really?
A dog on a dog.
A dog on a
dog.
Yeah,
but he's just a fan of, like, you know, innovative thinking.
Stop dog hate. Hashtag stop dog
hate. It's not necessarily against dogs. It's more for free thinkers.
Really is.
You know what I mean? That's, engineers.
It was pro-Soviet propaganda.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how innovative these people are. How many dogs have Americans sewn to other dogs? None.
None.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're sitting here, acting like our bourgeois capitalist lifestyle is better.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've zero dogs on
the Ford F-150. That's the best we fucking have.
Fuck
please.
You, a Raptor. Fuck you, America.
It's so messed up.
We have that.
Should have been Patreon.
Remember that KFC show? Where it was just the KFC. It was chicken on chicken, and then there was something in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. The chicken buns.
Right. That's probably the best double we've
down.
Ever done.
The double down. Yeah, that was great.
That's probably the best we've ever done as scientists in this country. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no, we've never sewn a fucking dog in another dog's face. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Instead, we got the double down from KFC.
Right.
Some say ingenuity stopped at Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
And we've never grown since then.
True.
Learned a lot today, kids. Lost a couple legends, potentially, with Homegirl dying as well there. Why don't you give us that angelic thing?
Not dead yet.
Well, no, this is for Toby Keith.
Okay, for Toby.
And pop a pickup of Toby here. We'll close out with
him. Emily. Hopefully she recovers.
I think she's going to die. It's an OD. I don't think she's coming back from that.
I don't know.
Show the cancer pic, Bob, please.
It's just what comes up.
Show that
up.
Man in a jean jacket. There it is. Look at that, dude. Look at TK.
There you go.
Look at TK.
Low-key a part of the Crips.
Yeah. Look at that.
You know what's pathetic, though?
What's that?
What?
If you combined him and Emily Willis,
mm-hmm.
they combined did not outlive Jimmy Carter in years.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Because Jimmy's the GOAT.
Jimmy. Yeah. Still kicking and ripping.
That's my king.
Yeah.
Love you, Toby. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. But instead, I'm a podcast host. And I did not have an exciting life like you, Toby.
Yep.
Let's face it. Booger sugar, fucking panty grease. How much panty grease has that guy fucking done over the years?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. What a life.
What a life.
Way to go out. Hell of a way to go out. Rest in peace, Tobes. We love you over here. Red Solo Cups all fucking day long. Tune in to Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon. We'll be live over there in about 20-ish minutes. I think we got somebody who just got out of jail for January 6th on the show, I think. I always hate saying who the guests are because in the case they don't show up, I'm like, well, just cock tease you for nothing. You know, I just fondled your ball sack for nothing, but whatevs. Subscribe to Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon. We will be live over there in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, go to fucking iTunes for this show and Spotify. Just rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. That's all you have to do. Okay. And then you can move on with your fucking day. We're not asking a lot of you here. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.